in point. WFAS reporter Pam Cuso tells us the state attorney general doesn't think it'll be easy to close Indian Point.
Even though he would like to see the nuclear plant shut down, Elliot Spitzer says the energy generated by Indian Point is too valuable to the state's economic health, and he doesn't see an alternative on the horizon. While addressing Westchester's business council, Spitzer called for a revamping of New York's permit process to speed up the construction of new power plants where they're most needed. Alex Matheson with the environmental group Riverkeeper called Spitzer's position reasonable, but he added that Riverkeeper believes enough replacement power already exists. I'm Pam Cuso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
I'm Jim Cleefield, AM 1230, WFAS News. Now let's check into the WFAS Weather Center and meteorologist Tommy Ellis. Mostly dry the next several days. For the remainder tonight, just maybe a sprinkle. Otherwise, some clouds around, 60 to 65. Partly sunny on Friday, low 80s. Clear Friday night, 55 to 60. Saturday, mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy, mid-70s. Sunday, mostly sunny, 75. And Monday, 80s return. From the WFAS Weather Center, this is meteorologist Tommy L.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie Crooks. That's K-R-O-O-K-S. I'm a lawyer with the law firm Littman Crooks with offices right here in White Plains, New York. That's right, Bernie the attorney. Peace of Mind is a new weekly radio show heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Each week, we will have a guest who will educate us on a variety of issues that we hope will contribute to your peace of mind. My guest for this week's show is David Merker. David is a recognized expert on long-term care insurance. Now, you may say to yourself, why long-term care insurance? What do I need to know about that? Well, I'll bet you didn't realize that almost half of all Americans over age 65 will spend some time in a nursing home. And nursing homes, let me tell you, they are expensive. In Westchester County alone, the average monthly cost is more than $10,000. That's right, more than $120,000 per year for a nursing home. What's worse is Medicare does not pay for long-term care. Thus, people must pay for this cost out of pocket from their own funds, qualify for government-financed Medicaid, or purchase long-term care insurance. Now, I'm sure you're saying, I'm never going into a nursing home. My spouse or my kids will take care of me. Well, that's a nice theory, but in actuality, the nursing homes in New York State are over 95% occupied. Sometimes there just is no choice. Of course, most of our clients do want to stay at home, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to do so, you may need someone help. You may need someone to help take care of you. To help answer your questions about long-term care insurance and to provide additional insights on this very, very important topic, I'd like to introduce our very special guest, Mr. David Merker. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, David.
David, it's our pleasure, and I'm going to ask you a question. Is that all right?
My pleasure.
All right, David, how long have you been in the long-term care insurance field, and what got you into this field?
Well, it seems like forever, Bernie. I've been doing this close to 15 years, and how I got into it, it's like many things in life, it's personal. Unfortunately, I experienced Alzheimer's with my father, who passed away November 3rd, 1984, almost 21 years coming up. And when you experience that, Bernie, when you look at your father, and we were very close, and he doesn't know who you are, let alone my mother, who he was married to for 50 years, or my sister Judy, it's frightening, it's scary, and a lot of tears.
So tell us, why is it so important for people to consider long-term care insurance?
Well, I look at it, and you know, my practice does life insurance, disability, health. Long-term care, to me, is becoming a word called longevity living. What's so amazing, Bernie, is that we're living so far beyond that even the statistics said. And the point is, what happens to us, Bernie? Long-term care insurance, you know, when you do a seminar or you talk to people about it, there's always the people who are in great health. And unfortunately, I have to look them in the eye and I have to say, your body's going to wear out. You're going to need it. Because long-term care insurance protects you when you're alive, not deceased.
This is your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're talking with David Merker. And David is a specialist in long-term care insurance. And David, I've heard the terms bandied about skilled nursing care and custodial care. Can you tell us what those mean?
Sure. They're very key words because, unfortunately, many people today who are 65 and older especially, they are going to be, they think that the government's going to take care of them. Medicare basically is people who are 65 and older. Medicare covers skilled care. Simply put, skilled care means, like when you're in a hospital, your condition shows signs of improvement. Custodial care is extended chronic care that levels off and most of the time worsens. This is what long-term care covers.
So you mean to tell me, in our country, we discriminate in the delivery of health care based on the type of illness somebody has? So if you can get better and you have a heart attack and you need the bypass surgery, Medicare will pay for that. But if you have Alzheimer's like Ronald Reagan, which you can't recover from...
Sure. They're very key words because, unfortunately, many people today who are 65 and older especially, they are going to be, they think that the government's going to take care of them. Medicare basically is people who are 65 and older. Medicare covers skilled care. Simply put, skilled care means, like when you're in a hospital, your condition shows signs of improvement. Custodial, pretty scary. Nice looking man, seemed like he was in great shape. But what happened is, never, Bernie, did the underwriting of insurance companies or the physicians or the scientists think that all of a sudden people were going to live so fast, so long, if I could put it that way. So in 1996, the government was the first time they stepped in. Long-term care insurance, a type of it, started in 1965. But in 1996, they stepped in, they qualified it, they defined it. Maybe that's a better way. They defined on what it takes to receive the benefit. And ladies and gentlemen, that's good. Why is it good? Because it protects the premiums from going up. It protects the cost. Where if they did not step in, there was no regulations. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you need regulations.
So people are living longer, and as they live longer, there's more likelihood that they're going to get sick.
Well, let's not use the word sick. As I said before, you know, there are people who, you're 65 years old and they're in great shape. But the longer we live, our bodies wear out. That's a fact of life, Bernie. And that's what happens. So sick, yes, but deterioration of the body, that happens.
Right. And, you're making me sad now. I can see how people don't want to focus on long-term care insurance. So what do you do to get them to concentrate on this?
Now that I made you a little sad, now I'm going to make you a little happy. Because what it's really all about is, hey, when you thatch the roof and the rain doesn't come in, you have no worries. When you plan with Bernie Crooks, the attorney, or you sit down with myself, the insurance professional, what we do is we put a plan together. And as Bernie's program is called Peace of Mind, that's what you get. You're protected, you're covered, let alone your assets are protected, and the people you love the most, like, maybe you like your children, but definitely your grandchildren, it's protecting. It's peace of mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, who should people buy insurance from? Does it matter if they buy it from any old insurance person or they have to deal with somebody sort of like in the medical profession? If you have a heart problem, you go to the cardiologist. If you've got a hand problem, you go to the hand surgeon. Is it like that in the insurance business?
Well, I'll throw it back at you since you're Bernie the attorney. Your field is...
Hey, who gets to ask the host questions here, huh?
All right.
My field is elder care.
Okay. If you're getting divorced, you're not going to Bernie the attorney.
No, I send you to a specialist.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't do homeowners insurance. I don't do car insurance. I protect and I do my best to help you with your life. I happen to specialize in long-term care insurance because it's a different knowledge. It's different background. And fortunately, I'm very proud of my designations. I'm certified, like you're a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. That was one of my first certifications. That's why I guess maybe I'm here. I specialize in it. I read the contracts, et cetera, et cetera. You need to know someone who doesn't show you a buffet of numbers, but tells you the benefits of the contracts and is not partial to one company. I'm a broker. I represent every company. I put the company with the need for my client.
This is Bernie Crooks, host of your weekly radio show on WFAS AM 1230, Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Mr. David Merker of the Merker Insurance Group, and Mr. Merker can be reached at 1-888-516-LIFE. That's 888-516-5433. And we're going to take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Merker to ask him some more about long-term care insurance.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Hello, Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce have been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all these federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at LKLLP.com.
Welcome back. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. As we mentioned, we're here with David Merker, who's an expert on long-term care insurance. And David, I got a question for you. Are there different kinds of policies, or is it one size fits all?
Well, there's some parts that are generic, but some companies have different benefits. Some companies pride themselves in different age brackets on how they price their policy. Some companies, as I'm saying, are good for people in their 50s, some better for 60s. It's become a little more generic, but once upon a time, some companies, their pool, their underwriting was better, say, for someone who had a heart issue or were diabetics. It's becoming more across the board. As I believe I said earlier, long-term care insurance started in 1965. The story of long-term care insurance, very simply, I believe the products are getting better and better. The companies are more comfortable with the product. And that may sound funny to the ladies and gentlemen who are listening, but how many of you heard about long-term care insurance 10 years ago? I'm betting not too many. You know, I got involved, as I said, because of personal reasons, my family. So, but there is enough that you need a specialist, and that's, you know, follow over of what you asked me before. You've got to know each company. You've got to know. And one of the things that's so important is, ladies and gentlemen, don't be penny wise and dollar foolish. You need to go with companies that have strong assets, credibility, because, hey, you want them to last and pay.
Let's talk, David, about some of the decisions people have to make as they navigate through this insurance maze and work with a specialist like yourself. I mean, are there different kinds of policies? Let's say you want to have a family member take care of you. Can that person get paid, or do you have to get somebody certified? Do they pay the expenses directly to the provider, or can they pay it to you, and then you decide whether or not to hire a provider? How does that work?
Good question, Bernie, and thank you. There's a word called, two words. One's called indemnity, and one's called reimbursement. Without going into specific names, I'm not here to castigate a company, but indemnity, everyone thought it was great. There's different types of indemnity. The pure indemnity product says, hey, you trigger the policy by your activities of daily living, and I'll answer that. I'll go into that a little later. And then if you have, there's four parts of the policy, real fast. Your daily or monthly benefit, your benefit period, the period of time that it will cover, the waiting or an elimination period like a disability policy, that's the number of days you wait before you start receiving benefits, and the inflation rider. Four parts of the policy. What we're saying is that indemnity, a pure indemnity, and remember that word pure, basically will pay you everything and anybody can take care of you. But you're paying 30 to 40% more
for that type of policy. Do you need it? I do not believe you do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 59. I have what I consider a Mercedes policy, and I don't have it because what I want is the maximum pool of money that I created to last. And so reimbursement means that if my bill is $5,000, that's what's paid. If my coverage covers $10,000 and I get the extra $5,000, or what do I do with the $5,000? You know, there's pro and con to this, but you don't need it. You don't need to spend more money than you have to.
So basically, it's an individual decision.
Yes, with the guidance of someone who knows contracts and will spell out dot the I and cross the T what the contract's saying.
And you mentioned earlier it's better to buy the insurance at a younger age, and I presume that would apply whether you buy a reimbursement or an indemnity policy. It's still better to buy it earlier. What is the perfect age? When should people buy this?
Well, you're asking an insurance professional, Bernie.
A friend of mine just had a grandson. He's 6 months old. We should buy the policy?
Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. You know, the bottom line is let's not forget that we have to pay premium every year. And as an insurance professional, I don't want you buying something for me that next year you can't pay for. The bottom line is people are buying it at a younger age, like in their 40s now, especially if they're owning their own business. The reason is simple, not only for the monetary reason, but also for the fact that, hey, Christopher Reeves, Montel Williams MS, Michael J. Fox, these were people even under 40. No one knows what's going to happen. So the longer you wait, statistically they say one out of four people at 65 and older can't get it. You get some articles say buy it then. Personally, honestly, the younger you buy it, between the tax incentives and realizing, as you use the statistics, one out of two are going to need long-term care, to me, the writing's on the wall.
This is Bernie Crooks. We're speaking with David Merker. I'm from the White Plains law firm of Littman Crooks. You may reach us at 914-684-2100 or on the internet at www.lkllp.com. And we're going to be right back with more questions for David Merker.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helps access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan. Call 914-684-2100.
This is Bernie Crooks, your host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with David Merker about long-term care insurance. And David, you mentioned there's a couple of different kinds of policies, reimbursement, indemnity. You mentioned a few others. I've heard this term partnership policy. Is this a good idea? What is a partnership policy, and how many states have it?
To answer yes and no, it's a good idea. A partnership policy does exist in New York. It does exist, though it's different, in Connecticut, and New Jersey doesn't have it. I believe Delaware has it. I think Indiana. There's about five or six states that have it. Simply put, what it does is it gives someone a very nice way of protecting their assets, those net assets that they have. Any income that's derived from that would go towards care. And basically, the plans are designed either a three-year plan, and let me please spell that out. A three-year plan means, it doesn't mean that you buy it at age 50 and at 53 you don't have a plan. It doesn't work that way. It works that from 50, hypothetically, to 100, you'd be paying premium until you need it. And to go into every aspect of the partnership plan, I can't do in this time. I would need probably a half hour just to explain it. But is it a good thing to listen to? Yes. Is there a question mark to it? Sure. Remember something. Group plans are very nice. Sometimes you buy it because you don't have enough to buy the complete or the total plan. The partnership plan is very good for people who are very, very wealthy and they want to protect their assets, not use their assets, and they have a way of doing it with this plan. So it is definitely something in New York and Connecticut. Connecticut does a dollar-for-dollar plan, while New York does the whole lump sum would be protected. So if you happen to be worth $1 million or $2 million, totally that's protected. In the Connecticut plan, it goes dollar-for-dollar on how you design your plan.
I heard you can actually go on Medicaid regardless of how much money you have if you buy a partnership policy. Is that true?
Yes. And you know this, I'm sure we would have some differences of opinion about the creation of this, what's fair and what's not fair, but the way it's structured right now, yes.
Speaking about what's fair and what's not fair, I'm sure you've seen the recent articles, New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Consumer Reports, talking about long-term care insurance, talking about Medicare, Medicaid. You have any thoughts you want to share with our listeners about those articles?
Where do I start, Mr. Crooks? Where do I start? The problem is, it's like anything else. You know, I'll say it with levity, I'm the most boring man in the world because of what I read. But the thing that appalls me is the fact that these articles are half-truths. They talk about long-term care insurance purely, and this is the biggest misconception about long-term care insurance, that it's nursing home insurance. Bernie, as you said in your opening statement, most of the nursing homes are filled. The baby boomers are stepping up to the plate. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen and what you really want is to be taken care of at home. And there are 5 to 6 million people, and this is what these articles do not talk about, that are being taken care of outside a nursing home. All they talk about is nursing home care. And less than 20% of the people, and most of them are women in their 80s, ever go into a nursing home.
So at the end of the day, this is something that people are going to have to deal with. We don't think the Medicaid program is going to be around forever to help pay for the care. And I think what you're saying is consumers are going to have to start realizing that they're going to have to take their own responsibility. Does that sum it up?
Well, let me take it a step further, if I may. Two steps. One, which is your specialty, being an elder law attorney. And let me just say this. As a guest, it's a privilege to be here, because who Bernie Crooks is, I don't know if you know who he is. Bernie Crooks is just not an attorney. Bernie Crooks is past president of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. He's that good. And I had the privilege of accidentally meeting him, like knocking on his door. And Bernie Crooks' name, not just in New York, but nationwide, opens many doors. And I mean that sincerely, Mr. Crooks and your audience. But where I am, what I'm saying is that the government, the federal government, going back to 1996, President Clinton signed into law, and I'll say this real fast, September 17, 2000, he sponsored a plan for federal employees and veterans, because believe it or not, veterans, only 2% of the population are really covered for long-term care insurance, believe it or not, and he sponsored a plan saying, here's a plan for you, group plan, but we, the United States of America, federal government, are not paying for it, you are. And then, by the way, December of 2004, the American Medical Association finally stepped up to the plate and said, hey, physicians, you should be telling your patients about looking into long-term care. And finally, 2005, the federal government and the National Council of Governors created a program where they're financing it, advertising it, and they picked 5 states. And in our area, Jersey's the one of the tri-state area, saying, hey, learn about long-term care planning. Because what they're saying, ladies and gentlemen, we can't pay for you. So how can you not think about learning about it?
This is Bernie Crooks of the White Plains law firm Littman Crooks. We can be reached at 914-684-2100 on the web at lkllp.com. We're speaking with David Merker, and we'll be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family.
and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks, from the law firm of Whitman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Whitman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents have big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Whitman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan. Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Mr. David Merker of the Merker Insurance Group. David can be reached at 1-888-516-5433. And the topic of the evening is long-term care insurance. David, I know when we speak about long-term care insurance, there's so much to talk about, but what I'd like to, in the last few minutes, focus on are what we call the activities of daily living. Many of our clients need some help getting in and out of bed, going to the bathroom. What does it take to actually be able to file a claim and receive payment under these policies?
Well, as far as filing a claim, it's rather simple. Basically, you know, when you receive your policy, you're going to get a card for you, or if you're married, and your spouse. Here I am, your insurance professional, so I sure want to be called. I want to help. In the application, there is a third-party designee. It could be the spouse. It could be a child. Children should be involved with this very heavily. And so we call the insurance companies, and of course, with the letter from your caregiver saying, hey, my patient has these issues. Now, let me just go over something, if you don't mind, real fast. The trigger of the policies, if I may say, is two factors. Number one, you must, by your caregiver, he's going to sign off and say, hey, my patient needs at least 90 days of care, versus your health insurance, your disability insurance, as I said, which is covering skilled care, which you're recovering. Remember, long-term care, custodial care is extended chronic care. So you need a minimum 90 days of care. And that's good for you, by the way. It keeps the premiums down. The next is your activities of daily living. Bathing, dressing, feeding, moving, toileting, continence, controlling yourself. You're not able to, Bernie, do 2 out of 6 of those activities or daily living, and the 90 days is a trigger. The second trigger is, God forbid, you have a cognitive impairment, and that's an automatic trigger. Automatically, you're covered under your policy.
So even if you don't meet the 2 out of 6?
It's irrelevant. You do.
Yeah. Okay, so these policies seem like a pretty good deal. And can anyone buy them?
The answer is, if you're healthy.
Do you have to go through a medical underwriting?
Yes. Basically, what happens...
How involved is that?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that. Basically, in the application, I carefully will ask you several questions. Also, part of it will be you'll be signing off the HIPAA, which you're very familiar with, saying, hey, okay, we can get your medical records. Once we get your medical, remember, long-term care is based on living, not dying. And that's what's good. And so there's no physical involved. If you're 70 and over, there's a face-to-face, meaning they want to make sure that cognitively you're able to walk, you're able to move around, and your mind is fine. So they will have a face-to-face. But normally what they do, unless you have some kind of medical condition, they just go by your medical records.
So somebody comes and takes blood?
No.
So they request your records from the doctor, and if you pass, then they issue a policy.
Depending on the conditions you have. If you had a heart problem or you had cancer, by the way, if you had cancer, you can get long-term care insurance. If you had a heart problem, you can get it as long as it's been under control.
Well, we've been speaking with David Merker. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the White Plains law firm, Littman Crooks. David is a long-term care insurance specialist. We appreciate him appearing on the show. David can be reached at 1-888-516-5433. I can be reached at 914-684-2100 or on the web at lkllp.com. David, will be all right if you came back next week?
I'd love to.
All right, we've got Thank some you. More questions for you. Thank you. Everyone have a good week. We'll see you next Thursday night at 7 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230.
Italian food. You love everything about it. The aroma, the taste, but you haven't had...